everybody, welcome to the last episode of Sapphic Spooky Club, where we explore lesbian themes in film, TV, books, music, and anywhere else sapphics haunt. We are your ghosts. I'm Laurel Hachinova.
And I'm Audrey Nee.
We should clarify that this is not the last episode of Sapphic Culture Club, but only Sapphic Spooky Club for now, for this year. So Halloween is upon us, so we thought we'd celebrate or commemorate arguably the most sapphic time slash month of the year by holding a super sapphic spooky seance. Ooh. And if it sounds particularly spooky right now, it's because we are actually recording in person from my new house, which is about 100 years old and probably
super haunted.
If you hear footsteps while we record, it is definitely a ghost and not Laurel's partner, Allie.
So for our sapphic Halloween activity, we've decided to create our own spirit board or Ouija board?
Everyone says Ouija, but I think maybe that's not... That might be a mispronunciation. I like
Ouija.
Ouija board.
Yeah.
Ouija board.
I think like Ouija is like trademarked by Hasbro or something.
Oh, yes.
Perhaps.
That's true.
And in true dyke fashion, we are going to do it with materials that we have found lying around the house, and we're going to be super resourceful. So we will walk you through that. And we will use the spirit board to call upon a sapphic spirit or two. We are actually just going to leave the spirit door open to any sapphics that are in the, I guess, the region? I don't know how they get these calls.
The Bay Area region.
Yeah. We're just going to pick the ones that are least likely to get mad about it and see what they have to say. So here we go. Should we walk through the board building?
Yeah, let's do that. So the supplies that we gathered, we did this collaboratively. We both brought some supplies and we wanted to get like the most lesbianic stuff that we had, I guess. So for the board,
we have this.
Are you holding up the board?
I was going to knock on it. I'm trying.
It looked like you were showing the board to the microphone. Like, hey, you know, we're not filming a YouTube video. Let's go on TikTok later.
Okay. So this is the board that we I found in my garage. It is probably left over from Allie's work, so thank you very much, local language, Oakland, California. It is some kind of wood. It has some really nice knots in it. It's about an inch thick.
Yeah, maybe? So that's an inch.
Yeah, so 11 by 17 by 1. And we have used ancient Prismacolor markers to write the letters of the alphabet, also the numbers 1 through 0, and the words yes, no, and goodbye on it. We've also decorated it with a sun and a moon and star and some sprinkles.
Some beautiful sprinkles.
Multicolor marker sprinkles.
And then the planchette, which is maybe the most important piece.
So the planchette is a piece of clear acrylic plastic that is actually the lid to a container that we got at IKEA.
Dikea.
It is, let's say, 2.5 inches by 3 inches. So a nice sort of golden rectangle-ish.
It's got a nice little hole in the center, a little sapphic hole. And then if you don't have a clear acrylic plastic lid from Dikea lying around your house, we also gathered some other stuff that you could use, including a carabiner. Here's the sound of a carabiner hitting the wood.
Or,
oh, there you go. Perfect.
Little clippy noises. Also, the covers for ball jars, mason jars.
The smallest ones you can find.
The ones that separate into like a flat lid and then the ring, so you can use the ring as a planchette.
And other things you can use include an oyster shell, a shot glass. Basically any object that you want. A wallet chain. That might be hard.
Oh,
but
nice. Yeah.
I think that's it. You just want some, you know, spooky lighting. And we are on the floor.
So supporting the board, we have some very important sapphic content. We have our Bible, which is the script for A Portrait of a Lady on Fire. It is in a black box. And next to that, we have the poems of Sappho, also the selected works of Audre Lorde, and the poems and photographs of Mary Oliver and her partner, Molly Malone Cook.
Maybe we could summon Mary Oliver.
That'd be great, yeah.
If she wants to join us today. I don't want to put pressure on any sapphics.
For extra oomph, I guess. I don't know. I've brought some natural objects like driftwood, some crystals. I think Mary Oliver will appreciate these things. So, some ammonite.
Oh, shit. I was going to say we could call upon Mary Anning. Is that her name?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yes. And now that you have ammonite, she'll probably come.
we could use this as a planchette.
She's like, ammonite. I'll be right there. Ooh, that would be a nice little planchette.
Every time ammonite appears, yeah.
Laurel also brought a candle, but because I have not moved into this house yet, officially, there is no way to light it, I don't think. But I do have a camping light that has a candle flicker mode because
I actually might be gayer than a candle.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we're ready. Do we need to do anything before we start this?
I think.
Have a sip of water.
Have a sip of water. Take a deep breath. Believe.
This is such a good height now.
Yeah, yeah.
The nice thing about having the portrait script in the black box underneath the Ouija board is that it lifts it to like the perfect ergonomic height for us because we're ergonomic lesbians.
Okay, I'm going to put the planchette in the center of the board, and I'm going to move so that we're on either side of the board.
Okay.
Okay, and now...
Oh my god, wait, before we start, when's the last time you did...
I've never done this.
Shut up.
No, we had a Ouija board at my cousin's house when I was a kid, and I was deep into like fundamental Christian school, and so I took it, I think... I don't know if it was just me or if it was me and my cousin, but we ripped it apart and we threw it in the jungle.
In the jungle?
In the jungle. Well, because the jungle was like right behind the house,
no.
So that was like,
oh my god,
the easiest way for us to get rid of something.
In the jungle. All these like ghost lizards are hanging out with it now.
I did it for Jesus.
Jesus, thanks.
And now I've made my own, so here we are.
Well, at least we're not supporting any like big box stores.
Big Ouija.
Big Ouija, yeah, exactly.
How about you? When was the last time you...
I think I lasted it in when I was in elementary school with some neighbor friends.
Did it work?
Of course it worked.
Of course it worked. Of course it worked. Okay, great.
Okay, I think we talked to like Elvis and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Popular choices. Great.
Okay.
Should we start with a lightweight
question? Okay. Like a yes or no question.
What about, are you here? Is there anyone here?
Are there any sapphics in the room? It's moving on its own.
Stop moving it. I'm not moving it.
Oh my god, that was too fast. Okay, yes, there are sapphics in the room.
Someone is here.
I mean, we're literally sapphics.
We answered our own question.
Okay, do we stay in the same position and then, or do we like reset?
Reset.
It?
Okay, let's reset.
Oh gosh. Oh my god. Whew.
Okay. Are you from this century? Whichever sapphics have answered are not from this century. Wait, so does that mean, like...
I think they're probably from 1990.
Like, for me, that's
a grunge ghost. Yeah. Wait, what does this century mean, though? Like, is it broken? Is it the last 100 years, or is it starting in 2000?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Only the spirits know.
Yeah, only the spirits know. Do you have a concept of time? No, I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, we should have prepared. We're so sorry.
Listen, what else should we ask? Allie, do you have any ideas?
Are you okay?
Allie?
Are you still there?
Is Allie still here?
I think she doesn't want to commune, so she's going to stay quiet. Are you okay?
Okay.
good. Okay, good. They're good. They're
yes,
good.
Yes.
They're good.
This is very clear communicating sapphic.
Maybe we should ask them to spell something.
Okay. Give us a sign. Oh. Just give us any sign.
I don't know how to receive this sign.
Got...
Oh, an S.
An S.
S.
Okay, we have an S.
Is that an S for sapphic? What could it mean? Oh, okay. God. Wow. Oh my God.
It could mean so many things. What else? How? What are you feeling? Just tell us anything. Oh my God.
D?
SD?
San Diego?
Oh yeah, they're probably from San Diego.
Oh, great. It's a 90s San Diego
volleyball
lesbian.
Playing lesbian. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay, that's fine. Okay, great.
All right. Mm-hmm. SD, could it mean something else? SD.
South Dakota.
Oh.
Oh. Are you from the United States?
What? Are you moving it?
Oh.
Yes, they are from the United States.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. That gives us something. Wait, was Ann Lister from the United States?
Was she from San Diego?
No, she's not. Was Ann Lister from San Diego? No, she's British. Okay, okay. Got it, got it, got it.
All right, so it's definitely so it's not Ann Lister.
It's not Ann Lister. Where's okay. Audre Lorde from?
San Diego. No.
Oh my God.
I don't know. You got her book. Does she say? She's like, dear reader, I am from San Diego.
What time is it? Oh, okay. We got to wrap this up. Sorry to keep you waiting, spirits.
Okay. What do you want to tell all of our listeners this Halloween? Like, what do you want to leave us with? V?
Spirits.
Keep us PG, spirits.
Okay. 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 Right. We know where this is
inappropriate.
Going.
V A.
Are they trying to say they're from Virginia?
Maybe. There's a lot of haunted lesbians in Virginia.
Spirits! Okay.
All right, we got V A G.
Okay.
Okay,
come
all right,
on.
All right. We know what kind of spirit
you know
is
what?
Haunting.
Just say goodbye house. And we're happy Halloween, spirits.
All right, well, you heard it from our spirit buddy. Have a badge.
Yeah.
Terrific Halloween. Whatever that means to you. Maybe they were going to spell vagabond and we're cutting them off.
Oh, you're right. An important message.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Before we leave you today, we're going to recommend some spooky media.
It's not spooky.
Why don't you go
ahead? Oh, actually, yeah, it is spooky.
You're
okay,
spooky.
Mine is spooky. You're right, you're right. Okay, so my queer media rec is... My lesbian media rec? Is it? What are these? Are they sapphic?
They're sapphic media recs.
Okay, my sapphic media rec is Fear Street Part 1. So it's on Netflix, and it's Fear Street 1994. I will not say anything else about it, except that I enjoyed it, and you should watch it.
Perfect. Mine is... spooky in the sense that it's haunted by heterosexuality, but it's also
nice.
It's also, I don't want to say too much, but it also falls into the sapphic category, I'll say, and it is the new Jacques Audiard film, Paris 13th District, which has had many names, including Les Olympiades, starring Noémie Merlant, and then Céline Sciamma wrote part of the screenplay, not the full screenplay. I caught it recently virtually as part of the Chicago Film Festival. It is playing the festival circuit right now. It might be out in theaters in France soon-ish, if it's not out already, but just a few places it's playing. Coming up, if you're in the area, I highly recommend it. You should catch it. It's playing the, oh goodness, Braunschweig International Film Festival in Germany. Sorry about that mispronunciation. On November 4th, It's playing the Sydney Film Festival, if you're around the area, November 8th and 13th in person. Also AFI Fest in Los Angeles. It's playing on 11/11 in person and virtually. And then Hawaiian International Film Festival, November 8th through the 28th. I think that's virtual as well. Sweden, it's playing Stockholm International Film Festival, November 12th. Taiwan, it's playing at the Taipei Golden Horse Film Festival, November 14th. And yeah, definitely check it out. I won't say too much about it. Maybe at some point we can talk about it. It's on the show. All right, and now it's time for this episode's GASMR, which appropriately is the sapphic sounds of a planchette summoning a sapphic.